It's now time for Let's Talk with Jesse Stewart on WSBS and on the free WSBS app.
Okay, and on the program this morning on WSBS, we are talking about a project entitled Crossroads Change in Rural America. And we're speaking with Dina Caswell, who's the director of the Bushnell Sage Library, as well as Patty Owen, the chair of Rural Berkshires. And it's great to have you both on the program this morning.
Thank you so much.
First time, too.
Absolutely.
So, excellent. So tell us a little bit about, I know there's kind of this national project, and then the Bushnell Sage Library is involved, so it's great news. But tell us a little bit about the project in the background.
Sure. This is really exciting. This is a Smithsonian Institution exhibition that travels across the entire country. It's called Crossroads Change in Rural America. It is exploring how rural American communities changed in the 20th century and how rural communities have adapted to modernization, changes in the economy, social things. It's traveled across the country for the past few years.
Okay.
It's coming to Massachusetts beginning later in the fall. And Bushnell Sage Library is one of six host sites chosen in the state of Massachusetts to host this exhibit, and we're really excited to showcase Sheffield and the Berkshire County community.
Well, congratulations. Now, this is the first time Bushnell Sage Library is being part of it?
Yes, yeah. So it was a very exciting opportunity to win this grant and bring it back to our town.
Well, I was going to ask, there had to be some hard work involved in getting Sheffield, the Bushnell Sage Library, in part of this program. What was kind of the background there in getting the library involved and chosen?
Mass Humanities. Every state has a humanities council that takes the lead and partners with the Smithsonian. So Mass Humanities put out a call for potential host sites to apply and to bring this exhibit to their town. We thought that with Sheffield being the oldest town in Berkshire County, such a place of history, of change, of art, that it would be a great opportunity to showcase everything going on. So we really worked with a lot of community partners, to show the community support that wanted to bring this exhibit to town. So we're working with the Sheffield Historical Society, Berkshire Health Systems, the Senior Center, the Sheffield Land Trust, Housatonic Heritage, Smitty Pignatelli's office, Dewey Hall, the Southern Berkshire Regional School District. And we really just want everyone and everyone in the community to reach out and be part of this celebration.
Excellent.
And it's a huge collaboration. Everybody has a part. Everybody has some contribution to make, and we welcome all of them.
So I was going to ask, now this is going to be in 2023, correct?
Yes.
Yes, it will open at the Bushnell Sage Library on March 26th, 2023, and it will be on view through May 6th, 2023.
So I'd imagine there's probably opportunity out there for some artists to have their art on display during this show. So what are the details there? What do they have to do? I'm sure there's some guidelines.
Yeah, so we'll have a lot of really exciting programs, conversations, exhibitions, events taking place during those 6 weeks. But one of the ones that we're very excited about is we know that there are incredible artists in Sheffield and Berkshire County, and we want to showcase your art to everyone in town, all of the visitors that we know will come in. And so I will let Patty talk more about the juried art show that we'll be hosting.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you so much for this opportunity to get the word out.
Oh,
we
absolutely
certainly need to have everybody know that this is going to be an exciting opportunity for every artist in Berkshire County. This show is open only to Berkshire County artists.
Okay.
So the title of the show is Rural Berkshire's Always Adapting. And the theme is based on the fact that the Berkshire County people have always been very innovative with their energies. They're always able to adapt to changes in economics, culture, the environment. And you see it in every aspect of life around here. And so we think that the artwork in the show will reflect that innovative energy that just seems to be all around the area. The show itself is going to last 2 weeks. It'll be April 14th to the 28th in 2023. So it's one segment of the overall programming. The artists in it There are two divisions. One will be for adults 18 and over, and we have a teen division, 13 to 17.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
So there is no entry fee. We want to be inclusive and open to everybody. So no entry fee, free. And the adults, their work will be shown at Dewey Memorial Hall on Main Street in Sheffield. And they are collaborating with the library. So the teen work will be shown at the library. And the hours will be whenever the library's exhibition is open. That's when Dewey Hall will be open as well. So people will have the opportunity to see the art either in one place or the other and walk to the other location. Yeah. Absolutely.
Excellent.
Yep.
Are there any particular guidelines for the the artists?
Of course. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Basically, all eligible artwork has to be two-dimensional.
Okay.
All right. It can be in any medium. It can be pastel, watercolor, oil, mosaic, collage, whatever, but two-dimensional because we do have to be able to hang it.
Okay.
So it should be ready to hang and not exceed 20 pounds.
Okay.
So if you are going to create a mosaic, please do not make it terribly weighty because we just can't support the darn thing.
Yeah, yeah.
All the art has to be original, not mass produced, and it has to be done in the last 2 years.
Okay.
So there are guidelines, and we do have these guidelines printed out along with an entry form available on the Bushnell Sage Library website. There'll be a tab there that you can go to, and you can download it, and you can enter either by submitting electronically or you can do it on paper if you would prefer. The library's website and the library itself will have the applications. You can email the form to ruralberkshiresart@gmail.com. Or you can drop it off the form at the library. And the deadline for that is February 1.
Okay.
What we just want to know is we want to get a basic feel for how many people in each category will be submitting. We do have jurors. We have a roster of jurors that's fluid. We haven't yet finalized that. We will have a printed program. So people will be identified and contact information will be available. So if somebody wants to sell any artwork, they will have a means to do so. We will not be selling it, but it can be done privately. And we will provide the information so that a potential buyer could contact the artist directly and make the purchase or ask any questions that they might have. The deadline for the actual application of the work itself, the submission of the work, is April 2nd. And the review of the work begins April 3rd. So we give our jurors some time to go through the work, and we will be hanging it up very shortly after that. And artists will be notified by April 6th. And if you have any questions, I urge your audience to contact me. My name again is Patty Owen, and I'm at 6973ptowen@gmail.com. So if you have any questions, please feel free to ask me. If you want to just simply pick up the form, enter, that is the ruralberkshiresart@gmail.com.
And of course, for all those details you just talked about in terms of entering and the guidelines, they can go to the Bushnell Sage Library website.
Absolutely. There's a tab there. It'll have all the info.
Absolutely, yeah. So the Bushnell Sage Library website, bushnellsagelibrary.org. As Patty said, there's a tab right at the top that says Crossroads Change in Rural America. You'll find all of the information you need there. It will expand as we get closer to the date and finalize our dates. So learn more about the programs that we have coming up. We will have a big need for volunteers. We need more volunteers to help Patty and her team with the art show. We'll need people who are interested in helping us market and promote the show, to be present when the exhibition is here. So we really want this to be a community event. We want the community to get involved. So please visit our website. It'll have contact for everyone. We just want people to reach out and be part of this.
And we do have one very finalized date, absolutely. April 14th is our opening reception. So that's going to be a party. And we're definitely urging people to come. So that is one firm date, April 14th.
Now, in addition to the actual the art show where people are entering their pieces and all of that, there's also other events taking place within the show, correct? I think you started mentioning that, Dina.
Yes. So every local host site also has a local part of their exhibit that they feature. We're very excited that the Sheffield Land Trust is updating a show that they had done a decade ago called Voices from the Field that talked with local farmers and century farms. So when we look at the programming that's going to happen for this exhibit, we want to talk about farming. We want to talk about the arts and crafts. We want to talk about the deep history of the region. We're partnering with Berkshire Health Systems to look at healthcare in South County, Berkshire. Like, what does that look like? What does it mean to have villages as part of our town? So we'll talk about Ashley Falls. And we just have lots of opportunity for people to get involved. And yes, like, let's talk about all of the fun that we can have while this exhibit is in town.
Sure. And again, as you mentioned before, plenty of volunteer opportunities there are available so people can go to the website as well. Is there anything else that you want to mention about the Rural Berkshire's Always Adapting project? Sounds like there's so much involved and so many moving parts. It really sounds exciting. I didn't know if there was anything we maybe failed to mention at this point.
Oh, well, an awful lot of what we're doing is still pretty fluid.
Sure, sure.
But, you know, I have to say thank you very much to the volunteers who have already stepped forward and worked on this. I really have found myself not just grateful, but in awe of their energy and their innovation. And it just seems very reflective of this Berkshire County area. Yeah. People, you know, people just dig down and they adapt. Oh, we need to hang up the show. Okay, let's find a way to do that.
Right, right. Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
No, it's been great.
Absolutely.
It's been a challenge and an opportunity. So I'm very grateful to you, Jesse, for inviting us on the
show
today.
Yeah. And you can come back because I know this is next year. We got to keep reminding people about
it. We would love to keep people informed and updated. Yeah. And then I would just want to thank the Sheffield Select Board, all of our partners that have collaborated with us on this grant, and as Patty mentioned, all of the volunteers that are already a part of it, because we want everyone to be involved, and we hope that everyone will be as excited for this as we are.
I'm sure probably, you know, as you're still in the early stages, I'm sure some of the feedback you've heard from people, though, they got to be excited about this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be good.
No, I think people are ready to celebrate.
Excellent. Well, Patty, Dina, you know, we want to thank you for coming in this morning and letting us know about it. I know this is kind of a stretch, you know, kind of a long stretch going through next year. So reach out. We'll get you back on because we want to keep it on the, you know, fresh in people's minds for sure.
Fantastic.
Super.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. And again, one more time on the website just so people can check it out.
Sure. BushnellSageLibrary.org.
Excellent. Well, that'll wrap up Let's Talk this morning on your hometown station in the Berkshires. Time is 9:17, and thank you both for coming in this morning.